让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父，当你的众儿女聚集在你的面前的时候，我们同心的来呼求你的圣名。
And Heavenly Father, as the children gather together, we call upon your Spirit.
我们认定我们的国家是属于你的，我们的教会是属于你的。
We affirm that our country and our society belong to you.
我们这个全人都是属于你的。
Our entire being belongs to you.
你用你自己爱子的宝血救赎了我们，让我们从此以后不再为自己活，而是为为我们死而复活的主而活。
Your precious Son's blood has redeemed us, so that we no longer living for ourselves, but for your Christ, for our Christ.
你召集我们聚集在一起，成为一个灵宫，成为一个圣殿。
You call us to be a holy temple.
你在这里与你的儿女子民来亲近。
So that we can be close to our brothers and sisters.
今天我们就认定你的教会是属于你的，是建造在你的磐石上的。
We once again affirm that the church belongs to you, is built upon that firm foundation.
阴间的权柄没有办法胜过教会。
The authority of the Hades cannot overcome the church.
主耶稣基督自己成为我们的房角石，把大家联络在一起。
And then also our Lord Jesus has become a cornerstone to tie us all together.
求你再次用你的宝血洁净属于你的教会。
May your precious blood once again cleanse the church.
赦免我们的罪。
Forgive our sins.
赦免我们不忠心的罪。
Forgive our unfaithfulness.
赦免我们没有警醒祷告的罪。
Forgive our lack of vigilance.
求你复兴你自己的教会。
May you revive your church.
在地上能够彰显你自己的荣耀，成就你自己的心意。
That on earth that we can reveal your glory and accomplish your will.
我们同心的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，请我们当中的小朋友和青少年去参加你们的上课。
Children and youths can go to your classrooms.
一个教会为什么要存在呢？
Why does the church have to exist?
这个启示录我们上一次有读这个把教会比喻成这个金灯台。
And in the book of Revelation, we read about the golden lampstands.
金灯台为什么会存在呢？只有一个目的，就是要发光。
Why does the golden lampstand exist is to shine?
耶稣基督也提醒教会如果教会不为他所存在的那个目的去发光的话，会被从这个金灯台的那个位置上挪走的。
And Jesus reminded the churches that if they don't shine in the position of a lampstand, then they will be removed.
所以从今年年初当我花三个月在神的面前安静的时候，就一直在思考这样一个问题。
And in my sabbatical leave, I've been meditating on this particular issue.
如果假设明天马里兰福音教会就消失了，不存在的话，这个社会，这个世界会有什么损失呢？
And suppose the MGC does not exist tomorrow, what kind of loss would this world incur?
我们这一般人突然消失了有人会觉得很可惜，对吧？
All of us somehow disappeared, and we may feel that's kind of like a sorry state.
会不会有人怀念我们这里每个星期天在这里有聚会呢？
Would people remember that we've been meeting here every week?
我们进一步去想，如果我们明天消失在这个世界的话，主耶稣基督会怎么想？
If we disappear from earth tomorrow, what would Jesus think?
当然我相信我们这一批人到天上与主同在上帝一定是欢喜快乐的来迎接我们。
Of course, if we go to heaven to be with God, then God will welcome us.
然而在这个地上呢，这个地上到底这个地上造成什么样的损失？主耶稣基督会怎么看待这样的事情呢？
And what about on earth? What would people think? What would Jesus think?
所以今天我们回到今天我们读的这段经文大家都很熟悉，但是我们从一个角度来看，就是教会在地上存在的那个目的和意义到底是什么。
And this passage we return to is very familiar, but we can look at the perspective of what is the reason for existence on earth.
耶稣基督在复活以后毫不含糊地告诉教会，我们在地上教会存在的目的和意义到底是什么？
After his resurrection, unambiguously, Jesus told us the meaning and reason for existence.
这是整个马太福音的最后一段，二十八章的十六到二十节。
The last passage in the book of Matthew, from 16 to 20.
我们会看到整个这一段当中要彰显突出的一个重点，就是耶稣基督是主啊。
The big emphasis and focus is that Jesus is Lord.
整个这个事情的发生是耶稣基督主导的。
All of the things are directed by Him.
在这次会面当中，耶稣基督不是一个被动的参与者，而是他在掌管这里的一切。
In this encounter, He was not the passive participant, but He was in authority.
他先跟门徒约定好了，要到加利利的那座山上会面。
He has already agreed with the disciples they're going to meet on that particular mountain.
地点是由他自己来决定的。
He chose the location.
他来招聚这些门徒，这些门徒不是一般的人，这些门徒是他亲自拣选呼召来跟随他，他也训练他们的这一批人。
He gathered these apostles. Those are not random people, but the people he chose.
虽然这些人有些是渔夫，有些是税吏，在世上没有什么地位，但是这些人是主耶稣基督亲自呼召拣选。要成就他旨意的这一批。
Even though these people are tax collectors and fishermen, but those are people specially called by Jesus to accomplish His mission.
而且面对这些人的时候，这些人说来的人在拜耶稣的时候，其中还有人在疑惑呢。哈，这些人并不是信心满满的一批人。
These things are not full of faith because they are people who, when they call, they kind of still some doubted.
但是耶稣基督这里讲说，就就近他们，然后开口就讲，第一句话就说。天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
And when Jesus gathered with them, he said, "Authorities in heaven and earth have been given to me."
让这些门徒的眼光不再思想定睛在自己的软弱上面、自己的疑惑上面，而是让他们眼睛转过来看，他们所面对的是一个何等荣耀、掌管一切权柄的君王。
So that the disciples, when they are gathered together, would not focus on their lack of faith, but instead would be focused on this authority has been given to him, that Lord.
而且当他宣告了这个他的权柄之后，很清楚无误的，一点没有迷惑哈啊，让人怀疑的语言讲述了要让教会，让这批的门徒该去做什么。
And then also unambiguously told them what is the church supposed to do.
最后。给他们一个宝贵的应许啊！你们去做的时候，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he gave them a precious promise that I am with you always till the very end of the age.
所以这一段经文哈，我们读完以后，最强烈、最清楚的印象就是说，这里有一位主，就是复活的主耶稣基督。
And the clearest message from this passage is that there is a resurrected Lord.
他是教会的主人。
He is the master of the church.
耶稣在福音书里面记载哈，讲到教会，只在马太福音里讲到哈，四本福音书里面只在马太福音里面提到教会。
And only in the Gospel of Matthew, among the four Gospels, that he only in that Gospel mentioned about the church.
在马太福音十六章，他提到教会的时候，他说：“我要把我的教会建造在磐石上。”
And in chapter 16, he said, "I will build my church upon the rock."
所以教会是有定义的哈，教会是基督的教会。
So there is a definition for the church. The church is Christ's church.
所以当我们思想教会存在的意义和使命的时候，不是由其他的人、政府、其他的东西来定义的，是由主耶稣基督自己亲自定义的。
So when we think about the reason for existence of the church, is not determined by the government or by man, but is really defined by Jesus.
不是由人定义的，也不是由环境来定义的，是由主亲自来定义。
Not defined by man or environment, but defined by the Lord.
这一段经文哈，在整个马太福音里面是一个最高的高潮，也是它的结尾。
And this is the climax of the entire Gospel of Matthew, and is also the conclusion.
从马太福音一开始就开始做铺垫，一直铺垫，到耶稣基督的十字架的受死、复活以后，到了二十八章结尾，把这样一个教会的使命和宣言就交给了这些门徒。
And all and throughout the entire Gospel has been built up to this particular point of climax, and then ended with his giving of the commission.
大家还记得？这个马太福音一开篇就宣告哈，耶稣基督是谁啊？亚伯拉罕的后裔，是大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，特别提到大卫的子孙，是让我们思想君王啊，这是一个君王的家谱。
And in the very beginning, when you talk about the genealogy of Jesus, it's been talking about he's the descendant of David, meaning he's a king.
第二章，东方的博士就来寻找谁啊？ 寻找犹太人的王。
And in the second chapter about the wise men from the east, seeking who is the king of the Jews?
那生下来做犹太人王的在哪里呀？
And where was he born?
当耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，在他头上有个牌子，比拉多特地钉了一个牌子在这上面，上面写着这是犹太人的王。
And when he was crucified on the cross, there was this plaque on top of his head saying, he is the king of the Jews.
世界魔鬼试图用十字架来否定他的王权。
And the world and Satan would try to deny the lordship of Christ.
然而耶稣基督是第三天从死里复活，显明他就是那位得胜的君王。
But when Jesus was resurrected 3 days later, he declared that he is that victorious king.
所以到了这个马太福音的第28章，我们今天读的这一段的时候，是耶稣基督作为得胜的君王的一个宣告。
So when we read about in chapter 28, is the proclamation of this victorious king.
所以在教会当中，不是让这位君王来服侍我们哦。
So in the church is not to have the king serve us.
耶稣基督不是为我们存在，我们是为他存在。教会是以他为主，是为他的使命和目的来去摆上的。
Jesus does not exist for him. The church, we exist for him, and we are to serve him.
所以借着这一段经文啊，这个主耶稣基督很清楚明白的告诉教会那个方向、那个意义、那个使命是什么。
And so it's clearly telling us what is our direction, what is the reason of existence, what is our mission.
基督作为君王来带领宣告教会的使命是什么。
And Jesus is king and he's directing the mission of the church.
所以我们不用想，不用猜，不用自己再去发明，再去设计教会的使命了。
So we don't have to guess, we don't have to go invent the mission of the church.
马太写完这一段话以后，他把笔一放，他就不写了。
Matthew wrote this passage and he dropped his pen and he doesn't write anymore.
不是因为所有的故事都已经结束了。
It's not because all the stories ended.
而是接下来的故事要由门徒，要由历史历代的教会来继续的去书写下去。
Because what continues is going to be written by the church, by all the disciples and followers of Christ.
主耶稣基督作为救赎的君王，他已经完成了为世人钉十字架的使命。
He has accomplished the redemption of the world.
已经从死里复活。
He has resurrected from the dead.
已经显明了他有天上地下所有的权柄。
He manifested he has the authority of heaven and earth.
而且很用最准确、最清晰的语言告诉教会的使命、目的、意义在哪里。
And very precisely, he told us what is the mission, what is the reason for existence of the church.
而且注意啊，他不是说哦，这个使命在这里，你们就自己去做吧。而是说我要常与你们同在，他没有撇下教会哦。当我们执行他的这个旨意的时候，他就常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he didn't say, "Okay, you guys go and do this mission," but he said, "I will be with you always to the end of the age."
所以今天教会不要再去寻找自己的责任和使命存在的目的了，而是要遵行耶稣基督清楚明白所颁布的这个使命。
So the church doesn't need to go search for its reason for existence, but we need to go accomplish this mission given to us.
专心去完成他托付给我们的事情。
To accomplish with faith what he has given to us.
目的是要彰显他的荣耀。
The purpose is to manifest his glory.
所以教会为什么存在？
Why does the church exist?
教会不是为我们自己存在。
It's not to exist for us.
教会是为那个复活的主父神的荣耀而存在。
It's to exist for the resurrected God and for God's glory.
而且为了他的荣耀，遵行他的旨意是非常清楚明白的一件事。
So it's very clear that how to manifest His glory.
我们当怎样做去荣耀他的名呢
？What should we do to manifest His glory?
我们当怎样做才能够让他的使命得到完成呢
？What should we do to accomplish the mission?
我们应该做什么？就是使万民成为主的门徒。
We need to make disciples of all nations.
耶稣这句话好像很长。
It's a very long sentence here.
19节、20节是他命令的主要的内容。
Main focus of his command is in verse 19 and 20.
前面一句宣告权柄。
The previous sentence declare his authority.
后面一句宣告他的应许、他的同在。
The last sentence declares his promise.
中间所以你们去要去 使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，就是他的使命。
And in the middle is his mission. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这句话当中不是许多的命令。
It's not many, many commands in it.
就是一个命令。
There's only one command.
就是这中间这个最关键这个词叫做使万民做主的门徒。
And the key is make disciples of all nations.
其他的所有的词都是围绕着这个命令而展开的。
And everything surrounding is just kind of embellish on that focus.
其他的词都是分词用来形容如何使人做主门徒的。
All these are describing how to make disciples of all nations.
我们要去。
We have to go.
要去要。要主动的去跨越各样的拦阻和界限。
We have to proactively go to go across any of the boundaries and limitations.
表示说教会不能停留在原地。
We cannot stay in the same place.
不能这等候着别人，等候着万民来找我们。
We cannot wait for all people to come find us.
我们要主动的去跨越地域的限制。
We need to go beyond the boundary of geography.
要跨越文化的限制。
To go across the boundary of culture.
要跨越种族的限制。
To cross the boundary of the ethnicities.
跨越语言社会阶层的这种的限制。
The boundaries of languages and social strata.
最重要的是克服心理的这种的限制。
And most importantly, to go across the limitations of our hearts.
如果心理的限制不突破吧的话，哪怕神已经把人带到我们的面前，我们还是不能去使他们做主的门徒。
And even if we could not go across that limitation of our own heart, even if God bring people to us, we cannot make disciples of them.
但是当我们心里这种认定耶稣基督的那个掌权，耶稣基督的那个心意，耶稣基督的那个同在的话，我们就会跨越前面所讲的许许多多的拦阻，去执行神的命令。
But if we can affirm his presence and his authority, then we can go across all of those boundaries that we mentioned earlier.
去做什么呢？
To do what?
其他的福音书里面结合在一起哈，补充进来，我们就更清楚了。
And we see other gospels, and when we look at their supplements, and we understand even more clearly.
马可福音说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
In the Gospel of Mark, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
是带着福音去的。
To bring the gospel.
不是游山逛水的。
It's not just to kind of have sightseeing.
是为了成就耶稣基督的使命而去的。
It's to accomplish his mission to go.
去到哪里？
To go where?
普天之下。
All the world.
直到地极。
Until the end of the earth.
在路加福音里又补充了进一步的内容。这个福音是关乎什么的，并且。人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
And in the Gospel of Luke, it talks about and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
往普天下去，让你所遇到的每一个人能够有机会听到这个悔改赦罪的福音的道理。
To go to all the world so that all people you encounter will hear about the gospel of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
不光要去
，Not only to go，
而且要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
We need to also baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit。
施洗不仅仅简简单单的宗教的仪式
，Baptism is not just a religious ceremony，
而是表达这个信的人是归入了耶稣基督，受洗归入基督的人。
And to manifest that this person who is baptized is baptized into Jesus.
奉父子圣灵的名受洗，表明公开的宣告他的信仰和他的身份。
And also to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is to publicly manifest his status in front of God.
借着洗礼归入基督，也归入基督的身体，就是教会。
And when he is baptized into Jesus, he's also baptized in the body of Jesus, that is the church.
所以当我们去使人做门徒的时候，不只是说帮助他内心里面真正的相信，也包括他公开的宣告他是属于基督的。
So when we go make disciples of all nations, not just that in their heart will believe, but also outside publicly they will belong to Jesus.
而且帮助他进入到教会这个群体当中，过一个肢体的群体的一个教会的生活。
And enter into this community of the church to live a life of the body.
然后呢，洗礼完以后做什么呢？
And then after baptism, what do we do?
凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
不只是增加他们的知识，而是教训他们遵守。
Not only to increase the knowledge, but to teach them to obey.
而且是凡我所吩咐的，不能选择去讲哈，不能只是讲别人喜欢听的内容，要教导全备的福音的真理。
And it's everything I've commanded, not just to pick and choose, but something they like to hear.
而且不能只是教导那些基要的真理，基本的真理，而要把耶稣基督全备的教导都要教训给那些愿意做主耶稣基督门徒的人。
Not just the fundamental truths, but everything that Jesus have taught them.
所以在学习，在进入门徒训练的时候，不光只是听这些的知识的传递，而是要去遵守。
And so when we go into disciples training, not just to hear and listen to all these teachings, but also to exercise and live them out.
门徒训练是一种生命实践的课程，不光是课堂里的学习。
So discipleship training is not just in the classroom, but it's actually living out that life.
我们都做过学生，我们知道学生不能一辈子只做学生，总有一天要毕业的。
We know that we've all been students, and we cannot spend our life being students. There will be one day we have to graduate.
那作为主耶稣基督的学生门徒，毕业以后做什么呢？
And as the disciples are students of Jesus, what do the disciples do after graduation?
注意这一段话，耶稣基督是对谁讲的？
AndPay attention to who is Jesus talking to.
就是对那十一个门徒讲的。
To those 11 apostles and disciples.
所以告诉这些门徒，现在你们该毕业了啊！你们该奉着耶稣基督的权柄，是使别人也同样的去做门徒了。
To say that now you are graduating, you now need to make disciples.
所以这一段话，这清楚的大使命这个命令，使人做门徒的这个命令，这几个动词串在一起，就已经把一个门徒训练当作的完整的过程都讲清楚了。
So in this whole very simple sentence of making disciples, he completely described the process of discipleship training.
首先我们要去接触人，接触那些还没有信主的人。
First, we need to go contact those who have not received Christ yet.
我们不要等，我们是主动的去哦。
We don't wait, we proactively go.
去带着什么呢？福音哈，传福音使人相信，那赦罪赦免的悔改的道。
Go with the gospel of repentance so that people can believe.
当人相信以后就怎么样？为他们施洗，
使
他们归入耶稣基督，归入三而为一的这个真神。
Into the Trinity God.
也就是洗礼哈，教会欢迎这些初信的弟兄姐妹进入到教会这个群体，让他们能够跟我们一起来学习做耶稣基督的门徒。
With baptism, welcome them into the community of the church so that we can together learn the commands of Jesus.
然后就是持续的哈，我们一起回到圣经的里面，一起来接受耶稣基督的教训，然后听到以后怎么样，要去遵行。
And then continuously, we learn about the commands of Jesus and also to obey and live them out.
这就是我们一直讲的哈，教会的大使命。
And that we've been saying that's the great commission of the church.
为什么叫大使命？
What is the great commission?
大到什么程度？
How big is it?
你看，这个范围够大吧？
And you see the scope is really big.
是全地。
Is the all the world.
直到地极。
Until the end of the earth.
往普天下去。
To all nations.
不光是在耶路撒冷，也要在撒玛利亚，也在犹太全地，直到地极，来为耶稣基督来做见证。
Not just Jerusalem, but also Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
时间的范围够长吧？
And what about time boundaries?
耶稣基督应许说：“我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”这个世界不是地狱的观念，英文翻译成 the end of the age 是一个时间的观念。
And it's just talking about the time-wise, it's until the end of the age.
换句话，我们知道，就是说，这个大使命不是只给两千年前那十一个门徒、十一个使徒的。
So we know that this great commission is not just for those 11 apostles.
这件事情要一直持续到时间的末了，就是主耶稣基督再来的时候。
It has to continue until the end of the age, that is when Jesus comes again.
这个人群的范围够大吧？哈，是万民。做我的门徒，所有的各个种族、各个这个族群的人都包括在内。
And so the scope of the people is also all great because it includes all peoples.
要完成这样的使命，要动用什么样的权柄呢？天上地下的权柄，复活的耶稣基督的权柄啊，才能够完成的一个使命。
And what kind of authority we need to exercise to accomplish this mission is really the authority in heaven and on earth.
是天国的君王，是万王之王、万主之主，耶稣基督亲自要发布这个大使命。
And is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings that have been proclaiming this great commission.
为什么今天很多的教会会偏离这个目标呢？
Why did so many churches deviate from this goal?
我们不是不明白，不是不知道这个大使命，我们可能都会背这段的经文，我们听过可能好多遍的这个经文。那为什么在我们教会的实际当中，我们容易被偏离呢？
Why do we so easily deviate from this great commission? It's not that we don't know about it or hear about it.
是不是慢慢的我们只是忙于一些的聚会，忙于一些的活动？
Is that because we are so busy at some activities or some meetings?
有的时候会被一些马上出来的一些的需要，我们儿童的需要，青少年的需要，我们只是为了忙于那些的聚会，却忘记在儿童青少年当中那个目标是让他们做门徒呢？
And then sometimes we got kind of distracted by some of the needs of our youth and children, and we forgot is to make them as disciples.
有时候我们会遇到一些财务的难处，一些建堂的需要，各种各样施工的需要，结果我们就偏离了这样一个使人做主门徒的这样一个清晰的使命呢。
And then sometimes we may encounter financial difficulties with the bill of church, and because of that, we're distracted from this great commission to make disciples.
前面所讲这些事情都不是不重要的事情，不是不好的事情。
All the things that we talk about are not bad things, are not unimportant things.
但是我们做这些事情的时候，却失去了使人在各样的事工当中成长，成为主耶稣基督门徒这样一个目标的话，那只是为了事物而去忙碌的话，那这样就会让我们失去一个焦点。
And if we are just busy for the sake of things, but we forgot the mission of make disciples, then the church has lost its meaning.
教会存在的目的，最大的施工不是聚会，而是要造就门徒。
The biggest reason for the existence of the church is not to meet, but to make disciples.
教会一定能够完成这个使命吗？
Can the church always accomplish this mission?
教会有足够的资源和能力能够成就上帝的托付吗？
Do we have enough resources to accomplish this mission?
你看看当初领受使命的这些人。
You look at the people who received the commission.
十一个门徒往加利利去。
11 disciples went to Galilee.
为什么是十一个人呢？
Why 11?
本来不是十二个的吗？
Isn't that 12?
这个团队已经不完整了。
This team is incomplete.
当中有人跌倒，有人也离开了。
Because some fell away.
表面上是一个不完整的，他们的组织、他们的条件不是最好的一个团队，但是耶稣基督竟然把这么大的使命交给他们。
On the surface, it's an incomplete team with his own limitations, but yet God has given them this great commission.
今天我们会遇到哈，我们在教会当中，我们常常说，哎呀，同工不足啊。
All the time in the church, we said we don't have enough co-workers.
我们这个恩赐都没有充分发挥出来啊。
We don't have enough talents and to be used.
有的时候我们人员会流失啊。
And sometimes people will lose people.
带领的同工也会有软弱的时候。
And the leaders may have weaknesses.
我们总是觉得我们好像各方面的资源、人力都不够。
We don't feel like we have enough resources.
是一个不完整的团队。
Incomplete team.
但是耶稣基督没有等他们变得完整才把使命给他们。
But Jesus didn't wait until they become complete and then give them the commission.
而就是当这些不完整的这些人聚集在一起，忠心的执行神使命的时候，哇，他们当中就不断的有同工兴起。
And when these imperfect people faithfully accomplish God's mission, then there will be people being raised up.
所以我们不要等，说我们等我们的人数凑齐以后，我们再去执行这个使命。
So we don't just wait and say unless we have more people, then we'll go do it.
他们的信心也不完全，对吧
？And their faith is also incomplete.
十七节说他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
And 17 says when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
他们已经看到复活的主了，面对面了，他们心中还有疑惑。
They saw the resurrected Lord, but they still doubted.
他们疑惑什么
？What did they doubt？
圣经没有讲。
The Bible didn't say。
那我们大概能够体会得到。
We probably can guess。
因为我们自己也是这样。
Because we also like that。
因为有些事情我们是有把握有确信，但还有一些事情我们不明白不确信的。
And sometimes some we're certain on certain things, but there are certain things that we don't understand, we doubt.
我们自己也是一方面相信，一方面敬拜，但一方面也会有惧怕，也会有担忧，也会有软弱的时候。
And so at the same time we are worshiping and but at the same time we also worry and doubt and don't understand.
但是就是面对这些信心本身也不完全，他们自己心中还有疑惑的人，主耶稣基督就近他们，又往前跨了一步，然后对他们发布这个大使命。
And facing with these people who are imperfect and in complete faith, but yet Jesus came to them and then declared this commission.
这些人大部分都是加利利的渔夫，曾经做过税吏的人。
Most of them were Galilean fishermen or tax collectors.
他们没有政治上的权力，没有军队，没有庞大的机构，啊，好像没有丰富的资源的供应。
They don't have political power. They don't have all kinds of big organizations. It's like they don't have enough resources.
在人看起来，把这么大一个向全地各个种族直到世界的末了的这样的使命，交给这一群软弱的、无能、没有资源的一批的人，在人看起来实在是难以想象。
And from man's perspective, it's kind of unbelievable that God would give this great commission to these incomplete people.
他们的团队不完整，信心不完全，没有世上的权柄和资源，而且他们自己曾经失败过。
They were incomplete with little faith, and also they lack any power. But yet, and also they failed before.
当耶稣被抓的时候，他们都逃散了。
When Jesus was arrested, they all dispersed.
那个远远跟着的那个彼得，在使女面前三次否认耶稣基督。
Peter followed from afar, and he denied Jesus three times in front of those maids.
所以这一群人不是没有失败记录的人。
So these people are not, you know, completely without failures.
而是蒙主的恩，被主赦免，重新又招聚回来，愿意跟随主的这些人。
But these are the people who receive God's grace and be gathered, and then they can be sent again.
这对今天的教会，对你我是一个极大的安慰和鼓励。
To you and me, this is a great comfort.
主的大使命不是交给一些从未失败过的人，而是交给那些肯悔改、蒙了恩、重新来跟随主耶稣基督的人。
God's commission is not given to those people who have never failed, but it's to those who are willing to repent and turn back and be regathered and resent.
他们有这么多的软弱和局限，但有一样是最宝贵他们所有的。
And they have all kinds of limitations and weaknesses, but there is one thing precious that they have.
就是他们有主耶稣基督。
Because they have Jesus Christ.
他们有主耶稣基督，他们听了耶稣所约定那个地方，他们就肯顺从，跟着耶稣基督的带领来到这座山上与耶稣基督会面。
They heard of Jesus, and then also they follow his command to go to this mountain that has been picked out.
他们见到主就拜主，这是他们啊。对主的一个认识，他们不是把耶稣基督只当作一个老师，只当作一个领袖，而是要敬拜的一个主。这说明他承认，他们承认耶稣基督的那个主权。
And when they saw Jesus, they worship him. They don't just treat him as a teacher or a leader, but when he saw them, they acknowledge that he is God and worshipped him.
他们有主，他们也愿意听主的话。
They have the Lord, and they are willing to listen and obey His words.
他们来到耶稣基督的面前来听，来领受他的权柄，领受他的命令，领受他的差遣。
They came to Jesus and listened to Him, to listen to His teaching, to listen to His commands, and listen to His commission.
更重要的，他们不光是听，而且带着一点点的信心就去跟着耶稣基督。耶稣告诉他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷。”他们就在那里乖乖的哈。听从神的吩咐，就照着神的话去行。
And also not just listening, but they are willing to obey. Jesus told them to remain in Jerusalem, and they listened very carefully and obeyed.
虽然他们软弱，但当他们愿意来到神的面前的时候，他们的疑惑就有得到解决的那个出路。
And even though they were weak, but when they are willing to obey, then their doubts will be resolved.
虽然他们不完全，但是他们只要肯听。肯顺服，神就有办法让他们一点一点的走向成熟。
And even though they were imperfect and immature, but as long as they're willing to listen and obey, then God will lead them step by step into maturity.
今天我们的教会也是如此，我们不会盼望说我们比当初的门徒更加的有能力，更加的刚强，更加的有信心吧。
And our church is like that today. We would not be hoping that we'll be even stronger or more knowledgeable than the early Christians or disciples.
而在于说我们所相信的是同一位复活的主。
Because we believe the same resurrected Lord.
我们所领受的是同一个大的使命。
We receive the same great commission.
我们所依靠的是同样的耶稣基督所拥有的天上地下的权柄。
We rely on the same Lord with the authority from heaven and earth.
这些都是没有改变过的。
Those are not changeable.
而且我们跟他们一样拥有神的应许，就是他常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And we have the same promise that he will be with us always until the end of the age.
所以我们看哈，大使命成就的那个关键是什么？
So we can see the keys of fulfilling the Great Commission are
他们所拥有的耶稣基督至高无上的权柄，我们今天也拥有。
They possess their authority from heaven and earth, and we also possess the same thing.
常常大家讲大使命的时候，容易说，哎，那个关键是我们要去。
And a lot of times we say about the Great Commission, we have to go.
但是大家注意哈，真正那个重点、那个关键，不是我们能做什么，是先要领受天上地下所有权柄的那位主的差遣。
And so the key is really not that we go, but it's really the Lord that has received the power from.
如果我们不明白第十八节哈，差遣我们那个主是拥有一切权柄的主的话，我们这个去哈是没有根基的去。
And if we don't understand that the go is becoming meaningless, we don't understand that it is the Lord who has received authority from heaven and above.
所以耶稣基督在差遣他们的时候，先要宣告他的权柄，先要让这些门徒知道说我是谁。耶稣基督是那位复活的君王，已经得胜的君王，是掌管天上地下所有权柄的君王。
So before giving them the commission, Jesus wanted to make they understand that he is the resurrected Lord that has authority from heaven and on earth.
当我们去的时候，不管我们去哪一个国家，真正在那个国家当中掌权的不是那个国家的君王政府，而是那一位天上的君王。
And it doesn't matter which country we go, it's not really country that's governed or has the authority of that particular king or government in that country, but it's really the Lord who has received authority from heaven and earth.
不管你是对哪一个民族的人有负担，进入到哪一个陌生的民族当中去做工传福音的时候，你要知道那个民族是那一位主所创造的，他所爱的，他要救赎的。
And it doesn't matter what ethnic groups you go to, you have to understand that that group was created by the Lord and loved by him.
不管你去的过程当中遇到什么样的拦阻，什么样的属灵的征战，这种黑暗势力的搅扰和攻击，你要知道那一位主差遣你的那个主啊，他拥有的权柄已经胜过了这个世界上所有的权势。
And it doesn't matter what kind of obstacles or dark powers that you have encountered when you go, you have to know that the Lord has already overcome those.
所以大使命成就的关键不是说我们这个人能做什么，而是说是这样有一位权柄的主在差派。
So the key of fulfilling the Great Commission is not that we go, but is really the Lord who has the authority from heaven and on earth.
这个使命成就的关键是耶稣基督已经有一个很清楚的命令给我们，不用让我们去猜，让我们自己去想。
And another key to fulfilling the Great Commission is that the Lord has already clearly told us what the commission is.
我们大使命的对象就是万民所有的人。
And the target is all peoples.
近处远处的都在内。
Near and far.
这个使命的目标就是让人不仅信，而且要做耶稣的门徒。
Not only do they have to believe, they have to become disciples.
使人做门徒的方法就是借着传福音，借着施洗，借着教训他们遵守神的道。
And the key is to preach the gospel so they believe, and then also baptize them, and then also teach them God's commands.
这个大使命之所以能成就的关键在于主耶稣基督他应许我们，他要常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the key of fulfillment is that the Lord has already promised that He will be with us always until the end of the age.
我们很喜欢主的这个应许。
We like His promise.
但常常会用错。
But we use it wrongly.
我们说神会与我同在，所以我会得到安慰。
I said God will be with me, so I'll be comforted.
当然，我们有伤心的时候，有软弱的时候，神会来安慰我们。
Sometimes we have times of sadness and weaknesses, and of course God will comfort us.
神会帮助我们。
God will help us.
但是这里面这个神常与我们同在，直到世界的末了的这个应许，不是给受伤需要安慰的人的应许哦。
But the promise here that He will be with us always until the end of the age is not a promise for those who are sad.
把这个应许要放到这个上下文中去读。当我们奉着耶稣基督的权柄去使万民做主门徒的时候，我们才能支取这个应许哦。
We need to look at the context of this promise is that we need to go make disciples of all nations, and then we can use and count upon this promise.
当你去执行大使命，使万民做主门徒的时候，你的孤单的时候，神没有撇下你，神会与你同在。
When you go make disciples of all nations and you feel lonely, then God will be with you.
当你觉得力不能支的时候，你就支取这个应许，神会与你同在，加给你力量，加给你同工，加给你所使用的一切的资源。
When you lack strength or resources, then you can derive on this promise that God will give you.Strengthening and resources.
当你有一点迷惑，找不到方向、目标的时候，你支取这个应许哈。神既然与我同在，他必带领我进到他要带我领去的地方。
And when you are puzzled and lose your direction, then you this promise tells you that God will lead him to where you need to go.
所以这是大使命能够成就的关键哈。神的应许，他你只要执行他的使命，他就会与你同在，直到世界的末了。
And that's the key of fulfilling the commission that he promised us that he will be with us always until the end of the age.
还有一个非常关键的哈，这是在路加福音和使徒行传里面强调的哈，圣灵降临使我们得着能力。
And another promise or another key that is revealed in the book of Acts and also the Gospel of Luke that the Holy Spirit will give us power.
在马太福音当中，耶稣基督强调他的权柄。
And the Gospel of Matthew emphasized that Jesus has the authority.
当他要升天之前，在橄榄山上，在使徒行传记载的一章八节的时候，他就再次强调他的圣灵的能力，圣灵会降临下来，使我们得着能力。
And then before his descension among all of he in book of Acts 1:8 is telling us that the Holy Spirit will descend to give us power.
所以这个大使命是。父神所设计，圣子所完成并颁布，而且圣灵要赋予遵行旨意的这些人的能力的这样一个大的使命。
So this great commission is designed by Father God and accomplished and proclaimed by the Son of God, and then also the Holy Spirit will give us the power.
而这里还有一点呢，教会要配合。
And there's another point that the church has to go do it.
这是很奇妙的哈，神拥有一切的权柄，拥有一切的能力，圣灵的能力远远超过人所能想象的，但他竟然还是要让我们去。
And it is kind of interesting that even though God has all the authority and power, but yet God has chosen to have us to fulfill this commission.
复活的主耶稣基督完全有这样的能力，他一个人就可以完成这些事情。
The resurrected Lord has the authority and power to accomplish all by himself.
即使他自己不去做，他差派天使也很快就会把这个福音传遍地极了。
Even though if he doesn't do it himself, he can send all the angels and do it quickly.
然而他竟然还是选择我们这些软弱的、会跌倒的、会有疑惑的、会有惧怕担心的这些人。去成就这样一个大的使命，又是为什么呢
？And yet he has chosen us who are weak, who can be weak, who can be falling, who can have all kinds of doubts. And why is that?
当我们回头去看当初领受这使命的十一个使徒的时候，我们发觉，就是在他们遵行执行这个大使命的过程当中，他们从疑惑。变得不疑惑，从软弱变成坚强，从那些不完整、不完全的走向那个生命的成熟和成长。
When we look back on the 11 disciples who were given this great commission, they would go from doubt to faith, and they go from weakness to strength.
彼得从什么时候开始不害怕了
？From what time did Peter stop fearing?
耶稣被抓的时候，他三次否认主，但是当五旬节圣灵降临以后。他在成就这个大使命的过程当中，站起来向数千人讲道的时候，他就不再惧怕了。
when this Peter, who was denying Jesus three times in front of people, but after the Holy Spirit has come, he was willing to stand up in front of thousands to proclaim the gospel.
这十一个门徒在耶稣基督被抓的时候都跑散了，什么时候他们变得这么勇敢，最后一个一个的为了耶稣基督而殉道呢？
And the 11 disciples who dispersed when Jesus was arrested, when did they become so courageous that they will be martyred one by one?
就是当他们起来遵行神的大使命的时候。
And then when they rise up and fulfill the Great Commission.
在这个过程当中他们的生命被更新被改变。
And in that process, their life was changed and renewed.
就是在传福音的过程当中他们不断地再次经历他们自己再次经历这个福音的大能。
And in the process of preaching the gospel, that they once again, time and again, experience the power of the gospel.
就是在他们凭着爱心，凭着那个温柔的心，帮助初心的弟兄姐妹一点一点开始做门徒的时候，他们自己的生命变得更加的刚强。
And with love, when they help the young Christians to follow the Lord, their faith becomes strengthened.
那个以前被耶稣基督取个名字叫雷子的使徒约翰。本来是脾气很暴躁的，这个性格很刚硬的那样一个使徒约翰，最后服侍主一辈子，遵行大使命一辈子，最后变成那一个充满爱的那个使徒。
And when this disciple John, who's been called the son of thunder, after a life of following Jesus, he became a disciple full of love.
为什么教会要起来承担大使命？
And what is it about fulfilling the Great Commission?
为什么我们你我要遵行大使命，要去传福音，要使人去做门徒？
Why do we have to go make disciples of all nations?
因为这正是神定规当中使我们生命走向成熟成长的那个途径。
Because that is the path that God has assigned for us into maturity.
教会为什么一定能够成就这个使命？
Why would the church be able to fulfill the Great Commission?
是因为我们有主的同在。
Because of the Lord's presence.
拥有主的权柄。
To have His power.
拥有主的清楚的命令。
To have His clear command.
拥有主的同在。
With His presence with us.
当我们愿意去顺从的时候。
When we are willing to obey.
就经历了神的旨意成就在我们的当中。
We will experience His will being accomplished in our lives.
教会存在的目的是什么？
What is the church existing?
简单的一句话是为了荣耀神。
It's to glorify God.
怎么荣耀神？
How do we glorify God?
耶稣基督给我们指出一条很清楚的道路，就是借着在我们的当中，我们自己先做门徒，然后带领别人一起来做主的门徒。
And Jesus told us clearly that first of all, we become his disciples and then make disciples of others.
将来有一天呢，我们都要站在主耶稣基督的台前。
One day we would all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
到那一天的时候，我相信啊，主最先问我们的可能不是说，哎，你们当中聚会的人数有多少啊？
And Jesus is not going to ask us how many people meet together with your church.
你们教会的那个建筑有多大？
How big is your church building?
你们每个月的奉献有多少？
How much is your offering monthly?
你们的活动办得有多吸引人呢？
Your activity, do they attract a lot of people?
他首先要问的就是说，我交给你们的使命，你们有忠心去做吗？
He will ask us, how faithful are you in fulfilling the great commission I gave you?
那一天我们何等作为一个教会，我们能够一起来回应主说。
And as a church, can we together and answer him?
主啊，我们遵行了你的吩咐，我们去了。
And we have said, we said we have obeyed your command. We
我们也遵着你的吩咐，奉父子圣灵的名给人施洗了。
And we have followed command to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们也尽力的把我们所领受、所学习到的都教训别人遵守了。
We have tried our best and taught what we have learned.
我们的教会有竭力的帮助来到我们当中的每一个人都来做主耶稣基督的门徒了。
We have tried our best to make, to help everyone to become your disciple.
当我们做这件事情的时候，我们依靠了你的权柄。
And when we do all of these things, we rely on your authority.
也经历了你的应许的成就，就是你的同在。
And we experience your promise that your presence with us.
如果我们能够这样坦然无惧地向主来这样回答的时候，
And we can reply like that without fear.
我相信主 会对我们讲这样的话。
And I believe that the Lord would say to us,
好，又忠心又良善的仆人。
Good and faithful servants,
进来享受你主人的喜乐吧。
Come and enjoy the joy that you have prepared for you.
今天马里兰福音教会为什么存在？
Why did MGC exist?
为了在这里造就主耶稣基督的门徒，用这种的方式来荣耀神的名。
To make disciples of people to glorify God's name in that way.
让我们一起认定他在掌权，他的权柄。
Let's affirm His authority and His presence with us.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌，耶稣基督已掌权。
And let's sing the song response, Our Lord reigns.